Following program is transcribed.
For wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a conversation between a mother and her recently married daughter. The daughter is talking about an amazing wash day discovery she made recently. Listen.
Well, I've never been so surprised in my life. Just think of it, Mother. Dirty water coming out of clean clothes. Clothes I myself had just washed with the leading suds the way you're told to.
Well, how in the world did dirty wash water happen to be coming from clean clothes?
Well, they washed them over again the deep cleaning Oxidol way. You should have seen the dirty wash water that came from those clothes. Certainly proved to me how much gray dirt deep cleaning Oxidol can get out of clothes already washed with shortcut suds.
Well, no shortcut suds for me. I'm switching to deep cleaning Oxidol today.
Yes, ladies, and it will pay you to switch to deep cleaning Oxidol too. For deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. So try this yourself next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, see for yourself what Oxidol does for your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, we know that all the troubles that have befallen Ma and the folks lately have come from the cousins. And we know that Ma and Faye and the other folks are too generous, too trusting, too blindly loyal to the cousins. But now something's happened. Faye's begun to have doubts about Cousin Sylvester. And Cousin Sylvester plans to propose marriage to her at once, before her doubts crystallize. But right at this moment, we find Fay asking advice from Shuffle over there at Shuffle's Lumberyard in Middleboro. Listen.
Maybe this is her now, Fay.
Oh, I hope so. I have to get back home.
Shover? You here, Shover?
Yeah, it's her. Back here in the office, Marietta.
Oh, I knew you couldn't be far away because there's Damon and Tiffy at that site sleeping in the sunshine. When you go, he goes. Why'd you phone me to come over, Shover? Oh. Well, hello.
Hello, Marietta.
Yeah. Surprise for you, Marietta. We got company.
Yeah.
Miss Faye Perkins Henderson from Rushville Center, Ma Perkins' girl. It's real nice of you to come over so quick, Marietta.
Oh, it's okay, Shover. I had to get started in a few minutes anyhow. Been quite a while since I've seen you, Mrs. Henderson.
Not since your housewarming party.
Uh-huh.
You're looking very well. And he certainly seems to be taking good care of Shuffle.
Oh, me and him managed to get along good.
Yeah. Now, sir, Marietta, Miss Faye says she's got to get home. She's got a long drive ahead of her, and you've got to get to work. So I'll tell you why I called you, Marietta.
Sure. Let me get comfortable.
Marietta, for reasons which we don't have to go into, Miss Faye here is... Well, you might say she's looking for the lowdown on our mutual friend, Sylvester P. Hammaker.
Oh.
You know, the facts about him.
Uh-huh.
And after I told her everything I know, I got the bright idea that we should get you to tell us what you know about the no-good hooligan. You understand what we want, Marietta?
What's the matter, Mrs. Henderson? Don't you believe it when old Schobert tells you you've got to have more witnesses?
Huh?
Oh, well, it's not that I need witnesses, Marietta. I just... Here, if I offended you in some way, if I have, I'm terribly sorry. I never meant to.
I told you and your whole family repeatedly the gospel truth about Sylvester Hammaker that day in your ma's lumber yard. I told that story not once, but several times. I'm under the impression I got kind of a brush off.
Well, at that time, we were all... All right, Marietta. I'm sorry.
Marietta Fay here is just the nicest and sweetest, but, why, lots of the things that I like about you, Marietta, they're just the things which remind me of Fay. And so, if we got a chance to help her, give her the lowdown on that crook who done such bad things to you and me, Marietta, let's do it.
Sure, it's a pleasure. Only, I just want to get the record straight. I already did spill my piece about Sylvester. I tried to shout it from the rooftops, but nobody listened. Well, so what's the matter, Mrs. Henderson? Sylvester a little rich for your blood after you get to know him?
I suppose in a curious way you'd like to hear that. All right. I don't mind giving you that satisfaction, Marietta.
Well, my pal Schobert speaks very highly of you, Mrs. Henderson, and so... Well, I'm sorry if I sound a little antagonistic. My feelings toward you are not antagonistic. Well, what would you like to know? Outside of the fact the guy is a bum. Am I correct to be under the assumption that Sylvester gave you a rude surprise recently?
Yes, that's correct.
Marietta, I don't know if you know this, but when Fay became a widow, she was left some money. She's got it put away for her little girl, you know, Paulette. Fay herself don't use it much. Now, you knowing Sylvester, would you say he's the type of fella who'd shine up to a girl because she's got money?
Well, I would put it another way, Schober. I would say that Sylvester Hammaker can smell a $10 bill that belongs to somebody else farther than a fox can smell a hen house. I will say furthermore that Sylvester Hammaker will work 10 times as hard to swipe a crooked buck than he'd work at making 2 bucks honest. In fact, I will say that let Sylvester Hammaker just hear that some babe got a loose dollar lying around and he's like a bloodhound that smells blood, bang, he's off. I will say, in short, that Sylvester Hammaker is the lowest lowlife who ever knocked down an old lady in front of a speeding automobile just so as to swipe her purse. And why do I say all this? Because Sylvester Hammaker stole 300 bucks from me. Every nickel I had in the world. Me, a little nobody of a waitress in a hash joint. He couldn't even keep his dirty paws off my money. If I hurt your feelings, Mrs. Henderson, I'm sorry, but you asked me.
You haven't hurt my feelings, Marietta. I've hurt my own feelings. Marietta?
Yes?
Nothing. I just wanted you to raise your head so I could look at you, look into your eyes. And I can tell that you were speaking the truth.
I did speak the truth.
I went out with him night after night. He tried so hard to be nice to me. He was nice. The way he'd play with my little girl. The way he'd bring a little box of candy to my mother. I feel like such a fool.
But that's Sylvester's way. That's to get on the good side of you.
Yes, that's what Marietta just said. I thank you, Marietta. I haven't quite made up my mind yet what I'm going to do, but I do know that you and I might become friends. Oh, Shuffle, if you were only in Rushville Center, if you were only there where I could talk to you.
Well, you can blame it on Sylvester that I ain't in Rushville Center. Sylvester and his daddy.
You realize what all this means. Means that Ma had made the biggest mistake of her life, with the cousins taking them in, being so nice to them. What you're really saying is that the cousins are no better than well, they're swindlers, crooks. But they might be the ones who took Lily's and Effie's money. Yes, and lied to us. And Ma goes on loving them. Sure, Ma couldn't be that wrong, could she?
Oh, Fay, now you're going through exactly what I went through for so many weeks, for so many months. How can Ma Perkins be wrong? Ma Perkins ain't never wrong. It must be you yourself, Shuffle Silver, who's wrong. But when you get right down to it, what's Ma done so wrong anyhow? She just loves her family, that's all. Ma's got too much love. And some of that there love goes to folks who ain't worthy of her love. And they are Pa Perkins' cousins. You can't rightly blame Ma for trying to help Pa's last living cousins.
But how can I go to Ma and tell her that Sylvester is just a... Oh, I can't. I can't. What am I going to do? I just don't know.
That you, Fay?
Yes, Ma.
Oh, Land, I was beginning to wonder where you'd got to. Paulette's outside someplace. She went out with Joseph.
Yes, I know. I saw them. I'm sorry I'm late, Ma. I'll just change my clothes and I'll come right down. Did you start her supper?
Yes, I got it started. No hurry, dear. Oh, before I forget, Cousin Sylvester is real anxious to talk to you on the telephone. He was calling the house all afternoon. Then when I left the lumberyard, he said he'd call you at supper time. I reckon he wants to go somewhere with you tonight.
Thank you, Ma. Ma, you asked Sylvester point blank about Willie's and Evie's money, didn't you? You know, there'd been that talk about Willie and Evie investing all their savings with him.
Then, yes, I did ask Sylvester. But he don't know nothing about it. It was my impression that you asked him, too. Didn't he say that he knows nothing about it?
Yes, Ma, he did. But he doesn't know anything about their money. So, Sylvester wants to take me out tonight. All right. I even know where I think we'll go. I think I'll ask him to pay a little call with me on Willie and Evie. There's a good deal around here I'd like to know about.
I never got such a sparkling wash before. That's what women everywhere are saying about deep cleaning Oxydol. For deep cleaning Oxydol really gets clothes sparkling clean, reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes and floats it away. You can see your clothes washed dazzling white and bright with Oxydol. You can feel the clothes are soft and fluffy. Smell, they're sweet too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxydol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxydol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxydol package. And so, it looks as if the showdown is due at last. Yes, I can tell you now. On Monday, Sylvester comes to propose marriage. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, transcribed. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxydol.
Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.